So what about the things left out of the Senate bill? One proposal was to regulate so-called flash trades. These are stock trades carried out by powerful computers, computers that in an instant can buy and sell millions of shares with a click of a mouse. Flash trades now account for well over half of all trades on Wall Street, and most of the traders aren't based anywhere near the exchanges. The SEC is now investigating flash trading to see if it helped cause that massive 1,000-point drop in the Dow earlier this month. Since last year, Delaware Senator Ted Kaufman has been calling for closer scrutiny of these traders.
The problem we have now is this thing has grown like a gigantic weed in your backyard, where you could have cut it down and dealt with it and regulated fairly easily when it first got going, but now it's grown to 70% of the market. So basically, we just don't know what's going on.
To what extent do you believe that the huge drop in the markets on May 6 was caused by flash trading?
I intuitively think that it was a major player. There was other things going on, I think the short selling and those types of things, but we probably will never know for sure because we don't keep track of some of the data we would need, which is one of my big concerns with flash trading, is that we don't know what's happening in these things and we don't keep the records, so we don't know contemporaneously what's going on, and after the fact it's very difficult to reassemble what happened.
Now, you've been calling for an investigation, obviously, of these traders. The SEC is investigating what happened on May 6th. The chairman, Mary Shapiro, is proposing some new rules. We don't know what they are yet for these flash trades. Yeah. Will that be enough, or should there be formal regulation?
No. And I don't think she's saying that this is enough. I think she feels that we have to do something right now and put a Band-Aid on it. But in September of last year, Guy, on the floor of the Senate, I said we cannot just deal with reactions to things that go bad. We have to take a look at the entire system because we have not looked at the system and there's been this incredible growth. Whenever you have a lot of money and there's a lot of money in this and you have a lot of change, and this has been a massive change from 30 to 70% of our trading, and you have no transparency, you don't know what's happening, and no regulation, there's an excellent chance for a disaster because that's exactly what happened with derivatives. The pieces are in place with this high-frequency trading the way we're dealing with for another meltdown of this type.
In very simple terms, do you think that traders who can, in an instant, trade 80 million, 100 million, a billion shares, and then sell them 11 seconds later, do you think that should be allowed?
I don't know. I think if it does, if it provides service, it provides liquidity, it's fair and it's honest and the rest of those things. But the whole thesis I'm saying here, Guy, is that no one knows if that's the case. I am trying to stick to the point of transparency. We have to see what is going on.
That's Senator Ted Kaufman. He's a Democrat from Delaware. Senator, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you, Guy.